Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. Davis.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. NBA Finals. T, I'm gonna be honest with you. I, along with probably many people, but as far as this podcast, I was all ready to come in and just basically talk about next season, because I figured by the time we got to this show, the NBA Finals would be over. But they are not. Game 4, Cleveland came out, dominated from the opening tip.
It'll be over tonight. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
They won't hit 25 threes again. That was my prediction, you know, that what you call them, a relax and then lose and go home and win.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure it'll be good and over with tonight, but as far as look, just I know all last week the talk was people wanting to make something out of Paul Pierce's comments about Kevin Durant possibly replacing LeBron James as the best player in the world because of how he has played throughout these playoffs and in this finals. I just don't see it. I still think LeBron is number one. I'm trying to make a case for it. I'm sure, you know, people are going to say, well, the way Kevin Durant is just playing out of his mind, Kevin Durant had to play out of his mind in this finals. Like I said before on this podcast, he had to, coming into this year, making the move that he made, he had to come in and prove that he was the best player on this team that he came to, because if not, people would have said, oh yeah, he just jumped and rolled the coattails of a 7-3-9 team that beat him. And, you know, a team that he was ahead of 3-1 in the conference finals last year with Oklahoma City and choked away and lost to. And a couple months later, he joined them in free agency. So there would have been a lot to that narrative. So he had to come out. He had to be dominated the way that he is or has been.
Well, I'll just say this. Why can't everybody be good in their own realm? LeBron is, I'll say, right now, in his era, the best all-around player. He's solid defensively. You could say that Kawhi is trying to sneak up as one, or number two, as all-around, because he is a solid defender. His scoring is coming around. He can pass. But you can't really compare. LeBron's stroke ain't nowhere as sweet as Kevin Durant. Like, it's not even fair to even compare them. Like, they don't have the same style game. Kevin Durant is trying not to be no facilitator. This man is trying to put points on the basket. And yes, it all good basketball, even decent basketball players can pass when you make them have to make the pass. But why are we comparing them? They do two very different things. Durant is a scorer. And LeBron's stroke ain't nothing like that boy's. So, and Durant was about 6'11 and can shoot it. Well, I can't even say guard. Now everybody's so big. But, I mean, why we got to compare them at all? Because, again, it's boring and they don't have nothing else to talk about.
I will say this, though. The change in philosophy, and Cleveland should have been doing this from the jump, just judging by how things went last year. The change in philosophy and how they're playing, they're being a lot more physical with Golden State in game 4. I mean, that really threw Golden State off their game.
That's fine. It's not going to happen in their home gym. they're not going to be able to do all that. And I, according to my sources, they did a lot of touch fouls, and a bunch of people had two fouls really early. All that's not going to happen back in California. This series is going to be over. Curry is going to play better. And somebody called out Green, who does need the help. He ain't had no big game yet, so this probably be the game that he step up. And thank y'all for coming out.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm pretty sure that's probably what's going to happen tonight.
Congratulations, Penguins, on winning back-to-back Stanley Cups. Y'all beat the little the Nashville.
The Predators.
But no Predators for making it to the Stanley Cup championship. All right, go ahead.
Did you read the Bleacher Report article on the top 100 free agents? Anyway, back to what I was saying. The top 100 free agents this offseason on Bleacher Report, they had an article about it. I don't know if you get a chance to look at it.
I did, but I did see Game of Zones. And it's hilarious. People check it out.
Last week, the season finale at Game of Zones was one to see. It was definitely, they picked it to be the finale for a reason.
And for all of you that can't hear well, we are saying Zones as in Z-O-N-E-S, not Game of Thrones. Zones.
Yeah, don't get twisted. Anyway, they had a list on Bleacher Report, their top 100 free agents going into this offseason.
Who is the top?
I'm trying to get to the top, to number one.
They ain't even been talking about nobody. Hold on, do we know who won MVP? Like, am I missing something?
No, that's coming June
28. NBA, y'all need to fix this. Like, I shouldn't be still wondering. We about to know who the MVP of the finals is before that ain't come out.
Yeah, the little show is, I think it's the 20th, June 20th.
Y'all can say that. Y'all need to stretch that.
Well, they have listed Kevin Durant because of a player option. That's number
one. No, he already said he's going back. That's stupid. Go ahead.
Steph Curry, unrestricted, number two.
He ain't going nowhere. That's dumb. Go ahead.
Chris Paul, number three, early termination option.
He ain't leaving $70 million on the table. Go ahead.
Blake Griffin, number four, early termination option.
They probably should get rid of him, but he probably ain't going nowhere.
Number five, Gordon Hayward, player option.
People keep thinking he's going to Boston. I don't know that to be true. Money.
Kyle Lowry, number six, player option.
Yeah. Who wants him?
After the way he's played the playoffs this year, not many people, I'm sure. Paul Sapps, player option, number seven.
Millsap could go to somebody like Cleveland or something if he want to try to chase the ring. They need a good score, even though they don't necessarily look for a post score, and they probably need somebody that can get on the post and score.
Number eight, Otto Porter Jr. Restricted free agent from Washington. Number nine, Drew Holiday. Unrestricted free agent from New Orleans.
I think Depending on the crazy man down there, Cousins, he may or may not stay. They could have a decent team.
I think he's going to be elsewhere just to free up some money so they can do some other things. I just think, you know, he's been nothing but hurt, seems like, since he got down here. To New Orleans. And, you know, injuries happen. And I think he'll want to be somewhere. I don't know exactly where his homestead is, but his wife, who had the issues with the pregnancy, and, you know, the baby's all good, fine now, doing healthy things, but I'm sure he want to be closer to her. So I'm thinking that they're more in the LA area, so I'm thinking he may be on his move somewhere.
If Chris don't keep the money, then Clippers gonna need somebody. I just don't think he gonna need $70 million, but he might be.
And I'll just stop at number 10. Number 10 is George Hill, point guard, unrestricted.
I was about to say, who is George Hill? He ain't been good since the New Jersey Nets or something, right? Okay.
So, yeah. What do you
see? Okay, since we're on the top free agents, what is this foolishness that I keep seeing about LeBron potentially coming to the Clippers or the Lakers in 2018? Like, that don't even make sense.
From what everybody's saying, it won't be the Clippers. He's gonna come to LA, but it won't be for. He's gonna come to California, but it won't be for Golden State or the Clippers. So,
why would he want to come there and have to play Golden State more often, or at least two more additional time?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. All right, so go ahead. So,
yeah, but since you brought up your Lakers, what do you see going forward for them? I know this narrative this week was they were not sold on Lonzo after his workout. Possibly the Jackson kid from Kansas or De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky.
It won't be Fox.
Yeah, I think if it's not going to be Lonzo, then it'll be the Jackson kid.
And here's why. Because I don't know who gets to decide if you come in on a one-on-one or what, but if his agent had any good sense, you wouldn't send a good passer to do a one-on-none tryout. Like, what? How can he show off his best skill by himself? Yeah. He can't be passed to himself unless he just tossing off backboard dunk.
I was about to say LeBron can.
LeBron can, but guess who started that? Trace McGrady. So LeBron ain't doing nothing, and Trace McGrady didn't start that foolishness in the All-Star game. And then everybody thought, oh, it's a good thing to try. Anyway, I like Josh Jackson, but I had character issues with him because I just had this discussion with Shout Out Larry. He hit a girl, and I know a lot of guys that made a lot of mistakes, and hitting a girl haven't been one of them. A woman, young lady, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Now, I ain't about penalizing somebody for the rest of their life, but then he did hit a girl. And then they tried to cover it up and down in Kansas, and nobody know really what happened. And it was a fellow athlete, though, as far as I have been able to find out. It was female athlete on Kansas team. I don't know what
basketball. She played. Women's basketball.
Oh, she was a basketball player. So that brings some questions for me because I don't need you to get down here and have another episode and then wind up like a big mess down there. We don't need it. LA been pretty good besides COVID sexual assault case. Like, we rarely have these kind of issues, and we don't need them now. But other than that, maybe that was his one-time deal and he won't hit another female. Other than that, I like he's a willing defender. He's probably the best or one of the best athletes in the draft. I mean, I don't know where he's going to play. Him and Ingram would play the same spot. So I don't know, like, what they're going to do about that because neither one of them big enough to go to the four spot. And then neither one of them athletic enough, I believe, to be running right out to no two. But maybe Josh is more athletic than I think, and he can at least defend the two, and I don't know what they'll do on offense. We'll see. It's going to be interesting on the 22nd. I think that's the draft day.
Coming up soon.
It can take all the time it wants, because this month is starting to run by, too. And I don't want my summer to be over just yet.
As far as LeBron in Cleveland, if he decides to stay in Cleveland for the long, for the future, near future, clearly they're gonna have to do something to try and compete with Golden State. Word is that last week people were saying that if Paul George does not go to L.A., there's a chance that he may try and sign with Cleveland just to build their own little superpower there.
Can they afford him? Dan Gilbert don't want to spend no money. LeBron was crying about them getting just a bench player. What would make anybody think that he going to spend? Because Paul George ain't going to be cheap.
No.
And that's the problem. When is Kyrie coming up on his contract?
That's the problem. If they do wind up getting, you know, a big four with Paul George, it's going to be them four and not much else.
Well, the problem is, what love is going to fall out? Or you going to have to trade love?
Yeah, more than likely.
Have no shots. The shots he would be getting, Paul George would be getting.
Yeah, it's definitely someone would have to be let go.
They need a. Are there any elite defenders? Because that's what they need. They need somebody where they don't have to rotate so much because one person can't guard somebody. Speaking of which. The foolishness of, was it the 96-97 Bulls getting beat by this Warriors team?
Yes, I saw that.
Okay. That team had Rodman, right?
It did, yes.
What are they thinking? They can just man up. You got Rodman. You got Pippen that's going to guard Durant. Jordan ain't no slow defender now. Jordan can guard Curry. Or Thompson. Actually, who was the other? Who was the little shooting guard? Was that Carradine?
Yeah, he came off the bench. It was Harper, Jordan, Pippen.
Oh yeah, because Harper, they'll probably put Harper on Thompson then, because Harper may not be fleet of foot enough to guard Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all gonna be big, and so the size ain't gonna be as much of an advantage. As far as Durant being huge, like he is, like 6'11", 10", or whatever he is. And then who's going to guard Jordan?
I mean, Thompson is their best defender. But
who is going to guard Jordan? I repeat. And don't you say Thompson like he going to. Yeah,
but like I was saying, there's no way he's going to. They don't have anyone.
Thank you for answering the answer correctly, Brian. Because what we play in the 90s rules or these rules, Thompson is not going to be able to guard Jordan. Okay? I'm sorry.
Nope. And everybody wants Dennis to talk about.
Dennis Rodman is going to get green head, get in Green's head. He's going to get a bunch of technicals and be out of the game by game three. Yeah. I don't even know. Why we even had these conversations.
Yeah, and they like you said, they just fishing for topics, fishing for stuff to talk about. But yeah, it doesn't matter if they play 90s rules, it don't matter if they play 2000 rules, it don't matter if they play today's rules. They're not going to beat that team. Because Michael ain't going to let them get beat.
But besides that, I'm saying defensively, though, that he's got three solid defenders, Michael, Pippen, and Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that defender where if they want to do the switching, Rodman can move his feet enough to defend Curry.
Yeah. And because of the way Golden State plays small ball, they can move Rodman to the five and bring in Kukoc off the bench. And he was another decent defender for.
So then this story, I forgot about Kukoc. This story getting worse and worse as we talk. Go ahead, I'm sorry. And y'all know I ain't no Michael Jordan fan, but this is foolishness. Like, I understand basketball, and he was the best in his time, so I don't want to hear it. Ain't got nothing else to do, Brian. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I understand.
Well, I know that when it's over, I guess 3-on-3 basketball will be the thing. I'm interested to see what they're going to do. With 3-on-3 basketball thing, it seems pretty interesting. They got 4-point shots and everything. I was like, well, that should be fun to watch.
Yeah, for about a week.
No, because when you want to see Allen Iverson, like I saw him trying to. We ain't seen We ain't seen, what's the Detroit Pistons score? Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this is going to go. I really am.
There's a bunch of guys that you like watching, or at least that I like. And I was like, it'll be cool to see them playing 3-on-3. Mm. And they got some interesting rules as far as, you know, taking the ball back and clearing the ball after the misses and all kind of stuff like that. So we'll see.
It is. Everybody says Rashad McCants is going to be one to look out for in that league.
But guess what? Rashad McCants was supposed to be good coming out of North Carolina.
Rashad McCants still supposed to be playing in the NBA, honestly, age wise. So.
Say what
up?
He's supposed to be good.
Okay. I'm interested to see Chris Jackson, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Excuse me.
He can still shoot it, Brian.
Yes, I know he can.
I saw him doing a little video. I mean, just shooting and talking like walking the shooting guard.
Yes, I'm interested to see him because he is a Mississippi Gulf Coast boy. So definitely interested to see him play. But. Can we transition to NCAA football for a moment?
Sure.
Let's talk about the response Ole Miss had to their notice of allegations. They're pushing all their chips into the middle of the table on Hugh Freeze, going all in on him.
Y'all all in, all hands on deck. Good luck.
What are you reading? What have you seen? What have you heard?
I read something on the Bleacher Report. Some man, I can't say it, remember his name, talking about that they getting not the death penalty, but it would be like getting it. And I was like, for what? So, I'm not clear. I know that, you know, we got crazy that comes out at the NFL draft talking about he got that money and they paid for whatever else. But were we just paying for everybody that year that we got all them
fifth,
number five star players?
From what this could be something I've just completely missed. But from what I see, the only true person that they have come out and definitively said that, you know, that the NCAA, you know, that has in their back pocket right now is the guy who wound up, I think his name escapes me, but he was a linebacker, I believe. Was gonna, you know, was chance to go to Ole Miss and wound up at the last minute backing out and going to state. And he's the only true person who has spoken to the NCAA that I know of that has said that, you know, yeah, here's the money trail where Ole Miss was giving me $13,000 to come play there. And how much did he get to go to state? It's my question. But anyway,
don't be that person. Don't be that person.
No, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have more. They're just not saying, or I've missed it, like I said. But from what I've read, it seems like he's the only one they really truly have, other than foolish Laramie Tunsil, who's you know, had his stuff hacked and had all that back and forth correspondence between him and the assistant coach, and oh yeah. Well, okay. Now that I say that, let me bring him into this. Benny Ferrara, the assistant coach who had been fired and is now in the middle of all this. Basically, just on optics, it looks as if Ole Miss is basically putting the blame all on him, making him like a rogue coach. And now I believe he is cooperating with the NCAA to basically clear his name. And so, you know, there's two witnesses, two star witnesses the NCAA supposedly has. And, but to go into allegations like this, you need a lot. So hopefully they have a lot. Cause
I don't know if you need a lot. The NCAA do what they want to do. And, the SEC has a rule where even if your, assistants do something, the head coach, is culpable. He's supposed to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to throw this on Ferrari or whatever his name is. But, you're supposed to know what your people are doing.
Yeah, I truly hope that it doesn't get to the point of a death penalty.
Well, he didn't say that they would get the death penalty. He said, but it will be
somewhere equivalent.
Yeah, it's going to be bad, according to whoever that man was. I read that article now, because I had forgot that this whole thing was going on out, because you don't really hear a lot about it, and especially now that I'm in another part of the country, you get a lot of, I get a lot of different feed on my when I pull up Google or something. Mm-hmm. I don't get the area southern information as much. So
yeah, and just the narrative, if it does happen to go somewhere to that extreme, the narrative would be, if I could just hear the Alabama fans now, only way you can beat Alabama is start paying kids to come to your school, you know, and things like that.
We know all these kids getting paid. We know that some people are smarter than others, and some kids keep their mouth closed. But, because if Tonsa don't open his mouth, I don't think we weren't under no investigation worthy.
Yeah, and it wasn't really even him. I mean, he just basically didn't deny it in the press conference, but his stuff was hacked, and you know, it showed the Instagram post of his correspondence between him and the assistant about needing money, this, that, and that.
Yeah, for his mama's rent or something. Right. No, I like him. Something. I can't. Stop doing the wrong thing, people. And again, I think we talked about, and this ain't all about Florida, but I think this is part of the reason Florida ain't had no good, like, bunch of one number one classes and five stars, because old boy ain't trying to be messing with all that. And so if you don't want to come to Florida to play, and we ain't trying to be paying y'all thousands of dollars, where this money be coming from? Anyway, that's another story for another time.
let's talk about Florida. What do you think the impact of Malik Zaire's transfer from Notre Dame
just Florida will be? Messing up these freshman heads. What's his name? Pimpernick? Okay, Felipe. I was hoping Felipe would just get a chance to win. Now his head probably all in a tailspin because y'all done brought somebody in here from Notre Dame. And it's like, ooh, well, I thought I was, you know, on the right track and doing the right thing now. And Zaire, whatever his name is, he ain't, was he that good at Notre Dame? Why did he leave Notre Dame? He graduated.
No, I don't believe so. I think he still had a few years left. I think he was playing behind the kid who went into the draft. I don't know.
Well, why was we worried about the graduation thing, a transfer rule or something?
Maybe that is it. Maybe he is a fifth year.
Either way, he got to learn the playbook and all that. Oh, man. Let's just go with what we got and start trying to get transfers and trying to get a good start early. Because even if he can play and plays well, then now he's going to leave and now we got to start again. Instead of just going with our little red shirt freshman and he have a good season and build off of that.
Yeah, I think that, Lord, what, now you tell us Monday morning, what is y'all's coach's name?
McElwain.
McElwain. It escaped me. I had it in my head, and it just flew out right before I was getting ready to say it. Yeah, Jim McElwain. I think he is doing a decent job of building from within. And, you know, it's not going to be a quick fix. There was too much wrong that had been done those last few years with, there again, I can't think of his name, but he's gone to South Carolina now. What was the former coach?
I don't want to talk about him.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there was just too much that had to be fixed from that administration as far as player development and player, bringing in players. But, I mean, McElwain's on the right path. He's doing it by the book, doing it the right way. And I think, you know, given a few more years, I think he's going to be, you know, maybe not national championship pitcher, but who knows, maybe. Maybe they get it back there. There's too many.
I wouldn't go that far until we can get a quarterback.
That's too many.
But I would like to say, go Gators, back-to-back national indoor championships, track and field men. All right, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, there's too many good players in the state of Florida for recruiting that he's going to get it back. I really believe. I believe McElwain is the right guy to get y'all going again. So Just gotta find your, you gotta find your Tebow.
If he can't do something this year, I'm done.
Oh, Lord. You just gotta, like you say, you gotta find that quarterback, and quarterbacks don't grow on trees. You gotta find the right
one. They don't, but why is it other people can find them? And we can't.
That's a question. That is a question. I don't know.
You're talking about one of the top schools in the country as far as brand-wise, Florida Gators. And you can't find no quarterback?
I don't know. But as we wrap up today, I don't know.
I didn't get the then.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry, people. I forgot to let you do her chanting and ranting. Okay, go ahead with your chanting.
Okay, and this is my chanting rant for today. And we've heard me chant and rant on this already. But this is further reason for me not to participate in any NFL watching activities, which might hinder our broadcast in the future. But I can watch highlights or something. Hank Aaron Jr., I think is his name. The dude that sang the NFL song.
Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams, there you go. I'm talking about Hank Aaron. That's the darn baseball player. See it? Hank Williams. Whatever his name, Hank.
Williams.
Now,
yes.
Williams. Now, this man said that our former president was like Hitler. And y'all suspended him for a little while, and now y'all bringing him back. Now, Kaepernick still can't get a job. And all he did was take a knee for something that he believed in. Where they do that, I can't. I'm so tired of the NFL. I'm so tired of it. I don't even have the energy to just go in. I don't. Cause, and then they say Kaepernick's shirt is still selling. Lord, he ain't even on no team. They must still be selling the 49ers shirts.
Yeah, and I'm sure at a reduced rate now.
I don't know. It's still selling. But like, who would be buying it? Yeah, so, either people buying it because they think it's going to be a souvenir or something, or...
Yeah, I read that he was still one of the top grossing jerseys. That's, hey.
He's still selling a lot of jerseys. And they might be selling for a reduced price, but a reduced price in this day and age is probably $40 to $50 still.
Yeah, still expensive.
Yeah, so that is one of my rant and chantings. I feel like I had another one. I didn't want to rant and chant. I did want to talk about LeVar Ball very quickly.
Okay.
Because he had a conversation with some guy on ESPN. Him and his son was there. And I was glad I watched that because I thought the man was just totally out of it. But besides being so brash and all, if he can be quiet like he have these last couple of weeks, which word on the street is he's been quiet because he's concerned that his mouth might actually keep his son from going to LA. The conversation he had about how he raises his sons and he talked about some stuff. Well, not one thing in particular that Lonzo had done and got in trouble and how it was handled. I said, I appreciate that as a black male father. Even though if you look at like his outlandish list and acting up, it might not look good for black men. But if you watch that video, a lot of people probably be like, well, that's good because he's trying to raise some good citizens. So I can't even remember who the guy that was interviewing him, but it was a nice little interview. And I was like, okay, you're all crazy. Like he would lead us to believe.
He has some sense about it.
Yes, he does. He has some sense. I don't know. His son, they like different as night and day, which we already said. He didn't even say much in the interview. He just sat over there and smiled. And I don't know why he was there really, because I don't recall him saying anything much, but just kind of nodding and smiling as his dad was telling stories or whatever. So
Yeah, most of the interviews that you see, that's what happens, and you don't really necessarily. I'm not even sure he can speak. I don't remember.
That boy can talk. You heard him with them 2K17 NBA answers when they was interviewing him after his workout with the Lakers.
Correct.
I was like, he's sticking straight to the script. He wasn't going out of it at all.
Nope.
Yes, everything went well. No, I think that I would be a good leader, and Russell and I could play together just fine. No, I just did a lot of shooting drills. No, everything, I think it went great. Like he stayed in that, like the 4 or 5 little pre-scripted answers. And I was like, okay, well, you seem to be well-spoken at least.
Not to just completely change topic, but just to, as I'm wrapping up today, I want to make sure I talk about this. I don't know if you saw it personally, T, but for those who watched Game 4, they had a teaser trailer for Black Panther.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it!
Yes, it had me. I had to run it back a few times just because I wanted to watch it over and over and over again. I can't wait. I can't wait for it.
I'm so excited. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something.
You said it's going to be something. Okay, that's a given.
No, it's good. It was very good. I'm trying not to undersell it. It's very.
It looked like it. Like, and they didn't a lot happen besides the action. Like, it wasn't a lot of talking besides that guy that was sitting in the chair before he goes to the hidden spot in Africa or whatever that people don't know about.
Right.
So that should be good. Still don't know what's going on, but Wonder Woman still holding it down this weekend. When is Thor coming out?
When is what?
Thor.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes!
I don't know.
We know each other!
Oh,
we work together! Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I want to see who took over Asgard and broke his ankle.
Yeah, but it's getting closer and closer. I mean, I think in the next few years, 2019-2020, I believe, we're supposed to get what's the big guy's name that was supposed to come after all the Avengers?
That
keeps showing up at the end of all the movies. I can't think of his name right now, but he's, you know, the big and powerful guy who keeps sending all these other people to fight the Avengers.
And, I don't know.
Yeah, he's about to come after him real soon.
I can't wait to see Michael B. Jordan because he in the Black Panther too. He look like he the villain.
Yeah, with the little Jerry curl.
With something that hair hanging off the side. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's it. I think he's going to be a good villain. Well, I prayerfully hope so. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It says coming soon, but I'm assuming that's going to be this summer.
Yeah, so that should be interesting. Justice League should be interesting because it's coming. If it ain't this summer, I don't know when.
Still haven't seen Wonder Woman, but I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Go Wonder Woman, go.
So, yeah, but I think that's going to be a nice little stop place for us this week, unless you have anything else.
Y'all need to watch Power. Season 4 allegedly comes out on 25th of June.
25th. Ghost is in jail.
Ghost is incarcerated.
We'll see what happens to him.
I say this.
Not to jump on too much of a tangent, but since you brought Power up, I want to say this much. I hope they don't let him out of jail within the first 2 episodes. I mean, let's see the play out. Let's don't see.
Well, the way she has been writing, I think it'll be a slow. Like he'll be in at least 4.
Yeah, because I don't want to see him just okay. You know, they find some loophole and he's out. Okay, that's yeah. Let's see the whole story play out first.
I think the way she's been writing, which I can appreciate, how she's been taking it slow and let it marinate. Because I finally finished season 3 just yesterday, and I was like, I like the way she's not rushing through things and Noni's character. I was like, okay, Noni, you can be hard or whatever. You know, she was the police officer.
Right. Jukebox.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the way she's been taking it slow. So we'll see.
Yeah. Definitely something to look forward to. But we'll get into that another day, another time. Because as always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Go Gators Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.